time, some Canadian content with Foxtrot 17.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 2 of This Week in Airsoft's Canadian content. As always, Mr. Whitewater, how are you, sir?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm good. Did you get that car fixed yet?
Nope.
Ah.
Yeah. I've been going back and forth with my options.
Yeah? Yeah, man. It's never a fun time, but... So, yeah. A lot of good response about the announcement we had last time about Black Sheep coming to Canada.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest. And how many people signed up? There's been a few. I know 10 signed up yesterday or earlier today from Oshawa.
Yeah, we had the SOG boys all jump in, all 10 of them. Possibly more, but a good number 10. We are just over halfway to the minimum I need of 55. Once we get 55, the major is 100% on board. I can imagine he doesn't want to drive all this way for nothing. He's got a
handshake
in a bottle of maple syrup.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're listening, there's spots left. Don't miss your chance.
Oh, there's quite a few spots left. Tons of spots left. So, One team opted out because of this A 12 plus.
Right, and that's a field rule, as far as I know, right? The major said whatever the field wants, he'll train anybody that wants to come out as long as it's within the rules of the field.
That's right. And like a quartermaster is insured for 12 plus. They have stipulations where they have to have full face protection.
Right, and rightfully so. But... the guys that opted out, I guess, they might have somewhat misunderstood that it's not a game that the major is coming up to host for us. It's a training event. Everybody's going to be learning new things, practicing what they've learned. If they don't want to be, you know, outshot by someone potentially half their age, then that's fine, I guess. But it might just be a misunderstanding with some people or a missing of information.
Maybe. But you can only take a horse to water.
It's true.
It is true. So, but the major is excited to come up. He's actually really excited to be one of the first, what is it called? International. I guess it's more intercontinental.
Yeah, for now.
Hosts. He's been up before, though, apparently. He's been up to Ottawa before. But he's not just coming up to put on tactics. We're going to go for a drive. One of the days, and go scout some fields that we have presented to us.
Yeah, should be good. Possibly. Exciting things are on the way.
Black Sheep Milsim will be bringing an event to Canada.
Dynamite!
Speaking of fields.
Dynamite!
That's right. What's this dynamite thing going on? Did you read that? Actually, you brought it to my attention. What am I
saying? I did.
Yeah, so... any names, but one gentleman posted concerns of the use of dynamite at a field. I highly, highly doubt that is the case. But we should, like I said, I'm going to head down Sunday. You want to go down Sunday and figure that out?
Yeah, that'd be good. Get the full story and all that.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. Is it really just a firework or is he actually shooting dynamite? But I've been to his field. You've been to his field. We went to his first Milsim and that was pretty decent.
Yeah, that was one of the best Milsims I've been to, or one of the most fun, I suppose. And it was their first big game at the field. They'd only been open for I don't know how many games prior to that, and they did it really well. We saw some things that we wanted to take out of it to use for our games, like the maps on the trees with the moonlights.
Exactly, I like that. So even if you're on the field middle of the night and you could always find a map to tell you where you were, that was good.
Yeah.
He does have safety in mind, so.
Yeah, it's just, it was somebody, I guess, that wasn't part of the higher ups that posted the thread for their event, and in an effort to get people excited and be kind of comical, there was a comment about quarter six of Dynamite, which, you know, through any sort of text is, you can't tell the context of like how someone's saying it or whatever, right?
Everything's missed through text.
That's what I meant to say.
On text, no worries. All right, we'll find that out. We'll everyone wait out on that. Unless you want to come down tomorrow. Speaking about bringing fields together and getting the word out and that, check out this interview. I talked to a gentleman by the name of Al Romano. He's running Ontario Airsoft League. Ontario Airsoft League.org. So everybody should pause, pull it up, and then continue the podcast. So let's just get right into it. All right, now I'm going to welcome Al Romano to This Week in Airsoft's Canadian Content. Al, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Al, you've kind of made a little splash, a little splash on the airsoft scene here in Ontario with your Ontario Airsoft League. Give me a lowdown. What you want
to
do with it?
Sure. Well, I'm a bit new to the airsoft world. I've only been playing for a few years, so I'm kind of new to it still. And I found it not the easiest sport to connect with and to find games. It's a bit scattered, and there's a lot of websites offering different game lists, and some sites only have a few features and not others. So I don't know. I was getting a bit frustrated with that, so I decided to do something about it. So I wanted with Ontario Airsoft League to kind of get as many people as we can under one roof. So it matches, statistics, leaderboards, events, community forums, all kind of in one spot. The other thing that bugs me is I'm a big mobile phone guy, and not too many of the Airsoft websites are phone-friendly, so I've tried to do that with Ontario Airsoft League, making it kind of mobile-friendly from the start, so that it's easy.
Okay. Is it mobile-friendly right now?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's responsive. What are you on?
Oh, I'm on an Android.
Oh, wicked. Awesome.
So is it an app or just the website?
Okay. It's just the website. The website itself is responsive, so it's mobile-friendly. It'll collapse down for phones and tablets.
You're a bit of a web guy.
I am. So that's what I do during the day. I am a web developer for upcoming media.
Okay, so you're just bringing your professional life into your hobby.
I did, yes. Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that you've seen an issue that you didn't like, and you chose to find a solution for it rather than just bitch about it. I want to commend you on that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just, I figured because I'm a web guy, I could try and put something together. But, this is by no means like the be-all and end-all. There's definitely room for improvement and a lot more features that I'm going to be putting in and want to put in. So it's got work to go, but for now, I'm happy with it.
Okay. Yeah. How's the feedback been?
So far, it's been pretty positive, which is both good. I'm glad I'm being well received. However, I would like some criticism and some ideas as well from the community. So I would like to see what they would like out of a website and what they expect, so that I can deliver that for them.
We all know that's just more Foxtrot 17. Okay, so in your about part here, says to bring awareness and modernize competitive and professional level to airsoft using fair play, fair rules, and a fun time for everyone involved. I want to get on to the competitive.
Yeah.
So you said something about, you mentioned something about some sort of stats or.
Yeah. So essentially I was looking at, doing some research and looking at websites and going around to different basically places and fields, I noticed that there is no official body that governs airsoft or kind of oversees it in the same way that paintball or other, I guess you could say, quote unquote, extreme sports or X sports kind of has. And I was just curious, as to why it's so underground still when it has such a mainstream in products and, power in retail and stuff. So I just thought, you know, maybe giving it a shot to see if it would be able to bring minds together so that it would, you know, occur or happen.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Where a lot of people I know what an airsoft weapon is. They've seen it. They know someone who has it, but they have no idea about playing in it. They have no idea what milsim is.
Exactly.
So you're trying to make this more of a mainstream thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want it to water it down or, you know, take away what it means to have airsoft and play airsoft, especially if you like to do, you know, private stuff and just go out with your friends on a property. That's okay to do so and have fun. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. I'm just saying that if, you know, someone's new to it, I feel like it's a bit hard for someone to get into if you don't know someone about it. And it can be very overwhelming because, you know, there's so much choice, right? So I feel like kind of with paintball, they guide you and there's a place to go and there's an official league you can go to and sign up and start to do that. And I just find it harder with airsoft. That's all.
Actually, ironically enough, my buddy tonight texts me going, his nephew wants to get into airsoft. So I called him up, and the kid had 1,001 questions.
Right.
So, good kid. I actually am excited to get him out on the field and playing.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't listen to the point where I'm just like, get yourself on the field. But what kind of sniper weapon should I buy? No. Just get on the field. I'll get you a weapon. He's 19 and everything, so everything's good. But he's just getting into it. And he's just all excited, and I really like that. But, yeah. So I understand exactly, and it's kind of funny how that happened tonight and when you said that. So. Now, over here in the bottom corner, it says next level in 50 points.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah, so I've got a bit of a gamification to the website. So the more you browse around, the more pages you visit, the more items you share with social media, the more points you get, and you can rank up and earn badges. And basically, it's just a fun little game that allows you to kind of rep your use of the community. And I was thinking if people spend enough time and they get high enough in rank, you know, there might be some extra account benefits or perks for people who hit certain levels, that they'd be able to do things that other people in the community can't because it shows their commitment.
Yeah. You know what? That definitely brings a new dynamic to it as well. Cause I say half of airsoft and milsims actually takes place online, just the planning and the looking and the buying and the selling. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. And the whole overall look here, actually, I'm pretty impressed. It's, you can tell you're definitely a web guy.
Thank you.
So we go down here, we can see standard field listings.
Yeah. So I, the other idea that I wanted to have, being in that mindset of trying to get people connected, I felt that if you're able to bring field owners to the players and the players to the field, it might be able to kind of facilitate this faster. So the website has a claim your field feature,
right?
So anyone can go and put the their local field on the site. You don't need to own the location to post it, but if you are the owner, you can click claim, and if you toss the credentials to through the system, and you know, we'll do a little check, if you are indeed the owner and you can claim it, the owner gets you know, some features that we're looking to build in so that they can help you know, grow their field and both get players on there. So that it's kind of a bit of a social networking aspect to it as well. And we also have a sync to invite your friends and fellow teammates through social networks as well. So I've tried to make it as easy as possible.
Okay, fair enough. Scrolling down here, advertisement space. So there's going to be spaces for people to advertise as well.
Yes.
Oh, and you have forums here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Assault class. I'm just going to click on that. Do I have to be logged in to see that? Oh, there's the... Oh, so the forums aren't active as of yet. How many members do you have?
Currently, right now, we only have 13. Okay. I actually only launched it last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I was like one of the first ones to see it.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Good.
You're jumping on the bandwagon extremely early.
That's good.
Yeah.
Means I'm doing my job correctly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Have you had much feedback with regards to, because at the bottom here, I see a point structure. I see the Dire Wolves, who haven't played, and they have no points.
Yes, so the Dire Wolves is the Airsoft team that I'm on, and they were nice enough to kind of let me pilot them to kind of test the website out and functionality and et cetera. So the Dire Wolves, I guess, leaderboard listing you see in the bottom footer there is going to be what teams raw team leaderboards will look like if they play events that are OAL sanctioned.
Okay.
So kind of like how paintball has a structure to events of winning and losing and you gain points, I thought there might be a way to translate this to Airsoft from four games so that, you know, there's the possibility for sponsorship, prizes, you know, guns, things of that nature.
All right, now, there's a concern that this is going to turn into paintball then.
I could see that, and I, you know, that's definitely something I wouldn't want Airsoft to go towards, because I wouldn't want Airsoft to lose what makes it Airsoft.
Right.
I just feel like being with as popular as it is, there's got to be a way we could make it work so that both the retailers and people can be happy, but we can also have a lot of fun in making large games and bringing in people to play Airsoft.
Yeah.
I mean, Canada has such great Airsoft territory and land and places. I think that, you know, it'd be a waste not to play Airsoft in some locations.
I think it's very fair to say that we are the country with the most land and the least amount of Airsoft fields.
I know, right? And we could have Airsoft fields like golf courses, but it's just not happening.
Well, look at Europe, like especially England. You can fit all of England in Ontario easily, and they still have five times the amount of people as Canada.
Yeah.
And they have Airsoft fields that are pretty damn cool. Actually, I was looking at one earlier. And they got even like the little insurgent village and everything. Now that might be a military site or whatnot.
But still.
They've got more fields than we do.
I know, right?
And we have the most, do we have the most amount of fresh water? I think we do.
I think we're up there. We're definitely top three.
I'm always threatening the Americans will turn off the water.
Oh, it's like you don't have to just take away the bacon and the beer. They'll be mad.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
Okay, so I also see now you have a news section.
Yes.
So is that going to be updated? Do you have like any sort of coding or whatever that's going to input automatic news? Like, have you ever seen Thumpy's 3D House of Airsoft?
No, but a new tab is being opened right now.
All right, I'll send that to you. But in the meantime, tell me about your news feed.
Yeah, so basically that's just the blog area where we're going to be posting updates and stuff about the site, but also just kind of Airsoft news in general and things that I and some of the guys on the site here. And we're going to also try and do a little bit of promotion if you've got you know, a store or something you want to highlight, or you know, like a podcast. You know, we could definitely put something on there so that the users get, you know, a constant stream of content.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. I like the content getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, that'll be interesting to see, especially with your web design background.
Yeah.
Because I think there is a lot of good websites lacking. Like, I'll be the first to say mine are awful.
Well,
mine aren't very good at all.
That's not really, you know, are you a web person?
Nope.
You know, as long as you're trying, that's what counts.
I'm not a web person. I'm not a tech person. And the joke is, when I got to fix my gun, I take it by the forestock, extend my arm, and say, bring it back when she's fixed. Not technical at all.
That's all right.
All right. So you're saying this is like a soft launch right now?
Yeah. So right now, this is just currently in beta. I just want to get some feedback. In the very bottom right corner, actually, under the point system, is a little idea bulb. And if you click on that little guy, it gives you pops up some suggestions of what you want to see on the site. And if you don't want to vote on some of those ideas that people have already posted, you can put your own in. And it then goes to a nice board that you can take a look at and see all the ideas. So under Contact Us, on the top menu is the feedback and support link. And if you click on that, it will take you to that area to see what other people are looking for, and that's going to be the area where anyone can post an idea, and if it's good and others in the community upvote it, then it's definitely going to be looked at as, you know, something we'll be developing for the community.
Oh, cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's interesting, where the community members can actually bring up points and then kind of bring it to the forefront and get more content going that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to be a guessing game, you know? So I have an idea of features and things that I want to see that I, you know, one, think would be cool, or two, will give an edge to, you know, either the advertisers or the event holders or field owners. But I do want to see, you know, what the community wants, because this is for them. And it's for Airsoft. So for it to grow, you know, I need to get your guys' feedback.
Excellent. All right. Sure. So I clicked on the little red bulb down here. A little box popped up. And it says, what should we add next? And it says age verification or check system, which is always an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in mind what you'd do for that?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. The age verification process is a bit of a tricky one. Originally, I was thinking of using just a simple credit card authorization check for nothing, but really, in the grand scheme of things, that can easily be faked, or it's not your card, or you're 16 and you have a pre-bought one from, you know, Shoppers Drug Mart, so, and it would authorize. So, thinking about it, there might be a video verification coming in the future, kind of like how they do it on websites where you provide a service and they pay you out for it, like a freelancer type website, where you would go for development and you want a website and you pay, but before you let them work on your site, the account is verified that they are who they are by the website people. So in something like that, I'm thinking it might be possible to do.
Okay. Or even have it like the present system where it's actually done in person. But would the actual process after your information's provided be a lot quicker?
Yeah. Well, I feel like the in-person process works, especially if we are able to get, you know, OAL official games going at events, so staff members can kind of be there to help out if that's what they need, and then at those events you can get verified, because again the site is mobile friendly, so we would be able to do face-to-face verification right on the phone for a staffer to do that with a person in the field, right? So staffers would have access to the full site on site, and so would you. So some of the features we're thinking of are going to be in-game features as well, since we do have a pretty extensive map system. I'm thinking of expanding it so that, you know, in-game, if you have a second and want to look at your phone, since all of you would be at the same game, you all have Facebook, you all have phones with GPS, might as well show you all on the map so you could see everyone's positions in real time. You know, it's things like that that I want to be able to do for Airsoft to make it, you know, that much cooler, because, you know, the tech already is getting awesome, so let's get it there, you know.
Okay, now I notice as I'm clicking on your site, I'm leveling up.
Yes.
I've now reached was apprentice.
Oh.
I still have
to get to sign. You have far to go. So even while you use the site, you will gain points. However, you don't lose those points if you don't sign in. And if you do sign in to an account, those points get translated to your new account, so you don't lose them. Yeah. And all you need to sign in is your Facebook or Twitter account.
Okay.
Which is what you can also use to make your account on the site.
Right. Is that like a hint? I should do that now?
No. It's completely up to you. It's up to you.
Okay, interesting. Well, this is definitely an interesting concept, and I'm really really curious to see how it goes and where it's going to end up and how it's perceived. And I think you got some promise here. Like I said, the majority of the concern would just be the old dirty word of paintball. My concern is when you got point system and people want to win and they don't want to lose, that's when cheating happens. And I don't like to go for a 45-minute walk to flank someone just to have them brush off my BBs and walk away.
True.
Just indeed. Like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry around. But however, that's it's the reality of it. So,
fair enough. I can see definitely how that would probably be a very large issue, especially when, you know, money or things and prizes can be involved, and pride, ego.
Absolutely. And the last thing we need is hockey parents turning into airsoft parents.
That is something I definitely don't want. That will leave to hockey.
Not that I'm discouraging anyone to bring your parents out.
No. Yeah, by all means, get them involved.
Especially if your mother's hot. Anyway. Okay, Al, this looks very promising. I'm excited to see where it goes, as I said. So I would say good luck, but luck is for losers. So keep it up. The website looks great, and you're definitely good at what you do here. So
appreciate it. Thank you.
We definitely need more sort of things, technology and that, mobile apps. And so excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
What do you think of that guy? He's pretty well-spoken, eh?
Well-spoken, and he seems to know what he's doing and what he's talking about. I mean, like you said, he hasn't been in the sport for too long, but his website looks good. It seems to function very well, and he's doing a few things that aren't done on other sites that don't really have much to do with anything so far. But like you said, once you rank up and such later on, maybe they will implement some sort of benefit for an account or extra features that are opened up. That's pretty cool.
I also get the vibe from him that he's not going to be stuck in his ways. If he sees something that's not working, he's going to stop it. If he sees something that could be better, he's going to adapt to it and utilize that.
Yeah, he's very adaptable.
Yeah. And like he was saying, he was self-taught. Actually, he mentioned it to me off the air after. But yeah, he's self-taught, and then he's just doing his diploma now, I guess, just to verify
it. Yeah, good for him.
But no, I was really impressed with his website.
It's better than yours.
Are you kidding me? Scribble on a napkin. The local Tim Hortons, and it's better than mine.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
But my one concern is, though, about airsoft turning into paintball with points, winning, standings. Because you and I both agree, it's more about the mil sim, the military simulation aspect.
Right. I think a lot of guys that get into airsoft hope to get to that level of play. And sometimes maybe they just don't find the avenue to do it, or it ends up being something that's not what they were looking for, so they stick to skirmishes and whatnot. But in all levels of the game, there will still be cheating, and the competitive side of it can drive people to do things that they shouldn't or that they wouldn't normally do just because they don't want to lose, or they want to beat a certain team or a certain group. And yeah, there's definitely, regardless of what he's trying to do with OAL or any other group, there's always a possibility for that to come up.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do like, it's like Op Center. I really like the way it was going and how he had all your fields and a calendar and stuff, so you could actually visually see what was going on. Because right now with the Airsoft Canada forum, it takes a little bit of scrolling up and down, reading and kind of dissecting, figuring out which weekend's which.
And the first post after you ask the question is use the search button. Right? No, but yeah, Offsetter had it going well. They had a similar map set up to what Al's got on his website as well. The only thing was not many people took to it. There were a few hosts and team leaders and stuff like that that would try and get the wheels turning, and they had a lot of games posted on there, and a lot of people would have to sign up through it. They made it mandatory to use Ops Center instead of Airsoft Canada or Facebook or whatever else.
But people would still use Airsoft.
Yeah, they would try and get around it because they didn't want to sign up for something else, or it wasn't, they couldn't figure it out, or it wasn't their cup of tea. And I haven't seen much activity on there lately, so I'm wondering
I actually kind of thought about it.
What's that?
I actually kind of forgot about it until I did this interview with that, or until I saw Al's thing, and then I did the interview. I kind of forgot about Op Center.
Yeah, I mean, I have it as one of my bookmark buttons, but I haven't had to click it in a while.
No, but I liked the concept when it first came out. I actually thought it was decent. So
yeah, and they're both well set up. It just takes, you know, the right people getting into it and kind of mandating it for everyone else before it takes off. So hopefully it gets off to a good start, which it seems like it's going to. I mean, you said there's not too many people that have signed up so far, but...
Well, he's still in soft
launch. Yeah, well, he's, like you said, he just opened or launched it a couple weeks ago.
Yep, speaking of new stuff, I also had a chance to talk to two gentlemen who are going to venture into the hosting. Operation White Page, April 26th, PRZ. I have Fernando and McLean on the line. How's it going, guys?
Not too bad. How about you?
I can't complain. Fernando?
I'm just trying to survive university.
Trying to survive. You're in the exams part now.
Right? Yep.
Excellent. You're almost there, bud.
Yeah, can't end soon enough.
All right, let's get to it then. Let's get to the real stuff. Operation White Page, PRZ. Tell me about your game, guys.
Basically, it's just it was an idea Fernando and I had. We wanted to kind of take our shot at hosting a game. We wanted to see what we could do. We developed a storyline, developed a set of rules, got a good crowd behind us. Right now we're at 250 players, and we're just going to see what it's like if we could make this kind of a yearly thing, if we could get our name out, get us known in the airsoft industry, in the community, just to kind of go around, oh, it's you guys, you hosted this game, and just kind of bring the sport to life, I guess, is kind of our main goal here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're feeling the need for more MilSim events up here in Ontario.
Definitely.
And you're trying to bring that to fruition.
Yeah, pretty much what he said. I mean, when you look at a lot of the Ontario games, it's all just rehashes of the same thing. So we wanted to try something at least a little different, definitely with a modified rule set, which we have gotten a lot of shit over. But, I mean, if it doesn't work, then they can say we told you so. If it does work, then hopefully it'll end up with a great game.
Okay, so different. Tell me what's different about your MilSim event.
Well, for one, after a lot of discussion, we are allowing red lasers, no colored ones because they have a viable danger, but we are allowing red lasers. And just like most games that go into the night, there will be NVGs. We were going to allow riot shields, but yeah, after doing a test run, that was a horrible idea.
Yeah. We kind of decided to expand an element. It has been done in a few games, but usually the games that I've noticed, they're just force on force. We're adding a villager's element where it's pretty much a militia that's kind of static, so it's both teams. If you bribe them enough, then they'll be on your team for a little bit. If the other team bribes them, then you have another set 40 guys against you. So really, it's about the villagers kind of running the game, essentially.
I've actually done that. I've been at a game that did that.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of neat.
I just think it'll be an interesting way to teach. While this isn't a true MilSim game, I mean, it's going to be a good exercise in rules of engagement, because if your team starts lighting up villagers for no reason, you're going to be facing an extra 40 to 50 people all game, and I don't know how good that's going to go for you.
You just kind of screwed up your whole team if you decide to do something stupid like that.
Okay, fair enough. And yeah, that's the real world.
Yeah.
Sometimes one costly mistake by one person, the whole team feels it. So,
yeah.
All right, what else would you be bringing to your event that you wouldn't see anywhere else?
That's a good question.
The correct answer was blackjack and hookers.
We tried, but then you have to get more permits.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us.
Touche. All right.
Well, we are trying to bring a truck, so there's that.
Yeah. Well, we have the truck.
Yeah.
Matter of
arming it,
yeah. Building it up.
Everything's great on paper,
yeah,
and everybody's got ideas until it's time to actually do stuff and you find out who your go-getters are. Are you finding that?
Yeah, we've kind of pointed out who the tryhards are and who the people who are pessimists about things. It's like, oh, you have very minimal experience compared to what I have, and your skill asset isn't the same as ours, so we're not going to go to your game because of that. And then you have the people, hey man, we've been to a lot of games, we just want to see what this one's like, no harm spending $40 and having a good time, right? Like,
right.
Those are the people I want coming to my event.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Well, I'm actually speaking of the actual like setting up of stuff and organizing. You get a lot of people that have great ideas, yeah. And then you should do this, why don't you do that? And your response naturally is going to be, well, why don't you come and help me do that? So I don't think people really understand the undertaking it is to run an event.
Yeah, it's a lot more than I originally thought it would be.
I thought it was just design rules and play it out that way. But
yeah, give them a field and say shoot each other.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that.
And now you're finding your fair share of some silly or maybe even stupid questions.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Without naming names, give me what's been the stupidest question so far?
Are 0.2 gram BBs allowed?
The sad thing is that was an actual question. There's just been so many that, they seem stupid to us, but realistically, I'm sure other people have the same question, but so many of them can be answered by reading the rule set, because we cover as much as we can there. And when you have to answer a question that is asked entirely based on, you can tell they didn't read it, it's like, why are you asking this?
Yeah.
You're wasting everyone's time. Just read the rule sets.
And then you have those people asking questions that don't even apply to them. Like something about M203s using rocket rounds. They're only used for trucks and taking out the truck. But then this one guy asked me, and he doesn't even have an M203, so I didn't even see the point of answering it for him. It was in the rules anyway, and it's for everybody, but I didn't see the point of him asking me if he doesn't even have access to one or he's going to use one. So,
okay, maybe he's more concerned about being hit with one.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's where I get from that. Oh, did you happen to see the picture I posted earlier in the week with, it's a Samuel Jackson meme?
Yes.
Does that not relate?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't think I saw that one.
It's Samuel Jackson, and it says, do you listen or are you waiting to talk?
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I like that.
And that's why I find people ask a question, you answer it, and then they ask you again.
Yep.
It's almost like they're either trying to get a better answer out of you by asking again or getting the answer they want, or they really weren't just listening. So.
The thing I find is that I already know that we're going to have to deal with questions the day of that are really, really redundant. Like, hey, can I go on the roof? It's like, no, it's in the rules. But like, okay, but what if I'm like trained for rappelling in that? It's like, no, you can't. Or something along lines.
Yeah, well, these are the trials and tribulations that you get to enjoy like everyone else once you start hosting games. So,
like, we'll be allowed on
Yeah, but the only reason we're allowed on the roof is just for safety.
Yeah. And
okay, so let's look at your points here. Let's look at your points. What's this doctor alive?
Basically, the whole kind of idea behind this was that there's a doctor developing bombs, and we wanna ask him questions before he's either killed or gets captured by the enemy team, so we know what's in these bombs and what these bombs can do. And if all goes accordingly, this is going to lead into another series based off of this event. So if it goes to plan, then that's kind of the general idea of keeping him alive.
Okay, so the basic idea is you got to stop Dr. Reinhoff.
Yeah.
And if you kill him by stopping him, it's good. But if you capture him alive, it's better.
Yeah.
We have contingencies for future games based on each outcome, but we would prefer the guy alive because, that adds a huge challenge to the game. I mean, you're not just fighting off an enemy team and extracting bombs. You're trying to keep I can't remember if he's armed, probably armed, but not very heavily armed doctor alive to extract him, and that is basically your primary objective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to try and make the game different. We didn't just want force on force, oh, capture here this objective, capture that objective, hold this flag. It's like you have to go in, search the entire complex, find one guy who will be defended, and get him out without him getting killed.
Now, is he defended by the villagers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Henrik Reinoff. So I take it he works for an independent German-type company that makes his bombs and sells it. And they're being sold to Al-Qaeda.
Essentially.
Yeah, basically.
Essentially.
Your generic bad guy role.
The generic bad guy. Who's going to play your generic bad guy? Is that a surprise?
That's a surprise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That
might determine if he dies or not.
Yeah. We're going to give the players a general description, kind of height, hair color, what he's wearing to give kind of a visual confirmation, because they're not going to sit there and extract a villager and then the refs tell them, yeah, that's not the guy. So we'll give them some. We're not going to tell them who it is because a lot of the players know each other well enough to say, oh, I know that guy. So it's going to be a little bit different. It's going
to
be
okay, so tan versus green with armed villagers. Tan and green are two opposing factions, and they both want to capture the doctor, but they don't want the other team to have him.
Correct.
I've seen this script before. Very well done.
The villagers are going to... the villagers are going to add a huge X factor, because while they are not initially hostile... they do have an entire complement of IEDs and other fun surprises to plant all around the complex.
Yeah.
So you're going to be walking into a scenario that you don't really know what's going to be there. And to be honest, we don't either. As the host, we wanted the villagers to be an entire X factor.
Yeah.
So we gave them guidelines and we gave them keep it within this sort of thing. But we don't know where the bombs will be. We don't know what the villagers are going to do, but we have someone in charge of them that we trust.
Yeah.
Okay, now the doctor can be rehealed 3 times.
Yeah. So...
Whenever I say the doctor, I think of, Cregan from Archer.
I was actually kind of thinking the doctor to be more of a Richtofen from the Call of Duty zombie series, but...
oh, they're roughly the same.
Hence the German name.
Yes. Yeah. That's as cool. So he can be shot and then healed only 3 times. So if green hits him twice and heals him, and tan hits him once and reheals him, that's it?
Yep.
So, okay.
So basically...
you have 5 minutes each time.
You and your team basically have... 2 tries to get the doctor out without kind of screwing it up, without shooting him. So, that little space.
So after the 3rd heal, he's dead?
Yes.
Or he can only get shot 3 times?
After...
Technically, he has 4 lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, these are all the loopholes I would be aiming at.
Yeah, the 4th life...
Can the doctor be moved?
Sorry?
Is the doctor able to be moved when hit?
Yep. As long as one hand from 2 players, so there has to be 2 hands on him at all times in order for him to be moved.
Yeah, but there's a condition to that. They can't drag him across the field dead. It's only you can move him like within 10 feet to cover if he's standing out in the open.
Yeah.
So I just take his dead body and run with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll heal you up later.
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming. Shoot him again. We'll heal you up in a second.
The concept is that he's just a plainclothes doctor. He doesn't have any fancy plate carriers or anything like us. So if he gets hit a couple times, he's not going to be getting back up. I don't care how good your medic is.
Give him a white lab coat.
We probably will.
Make him look like Cregan.
Oh, Cregan-san.
We'll give him some body armor just to kind of add to it.
Yeah, probably a soft shell or something.
Yeah, if he stands up again. It just rises from the dead almost and just starts shooting at people with a pistol. That would be something.
Then you're into a zombie game.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind for future ones. This one has enough loopholes to jump through.
Yeah.
Fernando, does McLean have ADHD?
Probably, yeah.
Mm. It's not a bad thing.
I've learned some interesting things while working with my co-host. Been a learning experience on both sides.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm cleaning out.
Such.
Look at the moon.
Squirrel.
Okay. So, so typical grenade stuff. Nothing homemade, cold burning smoke, thunder bees. Filled with peas or BBs, which never work. No powder of that crap. Literally, no powder of that crap. Written right here on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
One smoke grenade per floor at a time. What if you don't know if there's another one on the other side of the floor, though?
The refs will be dealing with that.
Yeah. What that was meaning is kind of directing at, like, we're not going to sit there and smoke a team out, because throwing six smokes in a room, that's just going to piss the other players off, and you don't want to do that.
No, we learned from our little training day that we had, because we did some white page light objectives, and if there's a smoke grenade on a floor, you know.
Yeah.
It is very obvious. Even with the smaller Enola Gay ones, it gets all across the floor, and you realize there's a smoke going off.
Okay, well, it sounds very exciting, and I like the new dynamic. Unfortunately, I can't make it, because I'll be down doing covering the Lion Claws that weekend. A little shameless plug. If there's one more thing that you want to tell everybody who's coming to your event or what they need to know, what would it be?
Just have fun. We're setting up this game so that people can have a fun experience. Yeah. We're not promising you the premier experience of Canada in terms of Milsim. I mean, this is our first game. We're doing the best we can, but we have a non-existent operational budget.
Yeah.
Minimal prior experience, but we are going to try and provide the best game that we can with what we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine would have been just dress warm.
Yeah.
Expect anything, as you can tell by the last week.
Oh, an important note is that come game day, there may be entire buildings out of play due to ice if it is cold.
Yeah, that is very possible if you're I've seen that.
Yeah. And we were asked the question because Fight for Asylum 3, I think, just recently happened at PRZ, and we talked to Tim, the owner of PRZ, and he said he's going to be cleaning it, so nobody really needs to worry about slipping and falling into paint, because that's never fun. But yeah, he said he's sweeping the floors and mainly washing down the main halls.
Okay, good. A little housekeeping goes a long way.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. So we can meet up again just like this. Couple days after or a week after, and we'll talk about how it went.
All right.
Sounds good.
And all the trials and tribulations of being a first time host.
Yeah.
Well, it goes well for you guys.
Thank you kindly.
Well, all the best to them.
Yeah, it sounds like they got all their ducks in a row.
Yeah, hope it works out for them. Hope everybody cooperates and there's no drama or anything. And they worked hard on it. I think they've thought everything through, every decision they made, pretty methodically.
Yeah, I actually saw their post when it first came out, and the way that it was portrayed then or worded then was less of a, more of a Milsim than they want it to be, or that they're capable of making it now. So I made a comment on it that it seems a little bit more Milsim light than, like, through the rules and whatnot than it's described. And they've taken it, like they said, they have how many people? 200 and something?
Yeah, apparently their numbers shot up overnight, right about the time Nightfall sold out.
Good for them.
Yeah, so yeah, all the best to them, exactly. Although, how many games is that now at PRZ? Seems like almost every weekend there's some sort of game going on there. I don't know. Do you think it's played out? I'm starting to wonder if it's just being played out.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been there once. It was okay. I mean, I guess there aren't many places in Canada, let alone Ontario, that have something that could be considered a tiny miniature mount site.
Right.
And that has to be the closest thing that we have available, and it's nowhere near the games that are hosted, south of the border and stuff. But that seems to be the direction that people are going. They don't want to play indoor, but they want to have buildings that they can go in and around.
Yeah, I like assaulting a building, coming up on it, and then clearing it. And most paintball fields, it's like clearing an outhouse after outhouse. Like, they're too small.
Yeah.
So, we just need more fields here.
It's true. Well, good thing we're going to scout some very shortly.
Yes, hopefully that works out. So, and we're going to have the Major on the next show. Episode number 3.
That's right.
So, people, send us your questions, what you'd like us to ask the Major, and he will answer them. Though we might be taking a small, I won't say a hiatus, but a little delay. Might be a week or two, or a week and a half to 2 weeks between now and the next episode, because we're heading down to Pennsylvania, Red Storm East, Scranton.
Busy, busy.
Yeah, we're not going to play. We're going to cover it with the mother show this week in Airsoft, do some video stuff, networking. But I'm pretty sure we'll acquire a weapon or two and into the game. Oops.
That's what helmet cams are for.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to get a hold of somebody at West.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll see if my buddy Neil there, he'll come on the air.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a couple of days.
Yeah. Must be, you know what it is? School's winding down.
Yeah, that's true.
It is his schooling pretty serious, so we'll get him on, though.
Sweet.
Yeah. And if anyone else has any questions, comments, or concerns, you know where to find me. All right. Well, until then, I'm Foxtrot 17 and Mr. Whitewater. We're out of here.
Peace.